Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the Live Inspired podcast, Monday Morning Moments with John O'Leary. As you know by now, we record these each and every week so that you and I can begin our weeks in awe and on fire with a burst of inspiration. Our dear buddy Frederick Buchner says this: vocation is the place where your deep gladness meets the world's need. It's not my job. It's not my job. This is a sentence my children are not allowed to utter when asked to do a job around our house. It's also a sentence I would imagine you will rarely hear from a small business owner striving to claw their way forward, or a committed employee trying to make a difference, or a community member striving to lift up others. And for Susan Cliff Gislason, it's a sentence she refuses to utter because she's far more interested in living her vocation than merely doing some job. Actively involved in the community, welcoming every single attendee by name as a greeter up at her church, being a loving mom, a caring sister, supportive daughter, and a devoted spouse. To those who know her, Susan is celebrated for using her gifts to always elevate others. Working within her family insurance agency for 40 years, one of her clients, a gentleman named Ken McGee, owned a family funeral business. Whenever she would visit, Susan could not help but be in awe of the open-hearted love that he showed to the families who would come to them in time of great grief and profound loss. Finding herself on the receiving end of that love after her father passed away, Susan was blown away by the humble compassion that she was shown. Ken cared for the entire family and attended to every single detail, all while staying ever present in the background during her family's most difficult moments. It's not the kind of thing that takes away the pain, is it? But Susan realized that the type of presence that she was being shown, that kind of care that she was receiving, was the very thing that was helping to begin the healing. And she felt called to be that kind of healing for others. So in 2014, the busy mother, the family business owner, and the community leader made the time, you'll never find it, she made the time to invest a year interning with Ken as a funeral director. It wasn't the pay or the glamour or the ease of work that attracted her to serve grieving families, but the chance to be used for good. A decade later, she still volunteers at the funeral home whenever she is needed. She still makes sure that mourning families are surrounded with that same love, that understanding, that support that she received. Although this obviously may not be the kind of story that grabs headlines, it won't be the lead story tonight on your cable news outlet. And yet there's something deeply inspirational about an individual who chooses to be there when someone is hurting. There's something beautiful about someone using their gifts to meet a desperate, painful, and ultimately inevitable need to be comforted during a time of crisis. We're all going to have that need. Thank heavens, thank God for the individuals who are showing up to meet us there. Many of us too quickly feel defined by what we do professionally. I'm a lawyer. I'm a nurse. I'm a business owner. I'm a motivational speaker. However, where we make our greatest impact is rarely through some specific role or singular job. Instead, it is living our vocation and using our talents for good within our faith communities, within our neighborhoods, within our organizations, and certainly within our families. It's where we feel most alive when we are doing the work, even when it's difficult or underappreciated or overlooked entirely or underpaid. It's the place, ultimately, where our deep gladness meets the world's deep needs. And the pursuit of discovering and living that vocation might be the single most important job that we have. Just ask those who are positively impacted by my friend Susan Cliff Gislason. My friends, I want to thank you for being part of our community, and I want to remind you of this. Each month, we celebrate individuals who are on fire for good. Sometimes, as with our very first On Fire for Good feature, Tom Wiley, back in January, we look at those individuals channeling heartache and heartbreak into helping and bringing others along for the ride. Other times, like last month with Sister DJ Rack, it looks like demonstrating compassion and care all over the world to those we encounter, even if it means breaking a few rules along the way. And sometimes, like today with Susan, it looks like quiet acts of compassion and kindness when no one else is even paying attention, when no one else is even aware of it, and maybe when you don't ultimately feel up for it, but you do it anyway. We want your help in celebrating these types of individuals. Today's story was brought to us by Live Inspired community member and her husband, David. So Dave Gisselin, we thank you for nominating Susan, but my friends tuning in right now, listening to my voice, if you know someone that you want to nominate this year, someone who you know is on fire for good, they're grateful for what they have, they're joyful in every experience throughout their day, and they're impactful in elevating the lives of others, well, then nominate them by visiting me right now online at onfireforgood.com. I love reading through these, and I want to read through yours. So visit me right now online at onfireforgood.com. It is there that you can nominate someone who is on fire for good. And I'm looking forward to bringing you one of those nominations next month in our celebration. My friends, I want to thank you again for celebrating life with me on this Live Inspired podcast. I want to remind you that the foundation is firm. The headwind we face is real, but there are individuals who are moving forward with us arm in arm, reminding us that the best is yet to come. So for this time and until next time, my name is John O'Leary. Today's your day. Live inspired and stay on fire for good.